What's going on, Angela? What are we talking about today?
We'll be talking about everything Disney.
Everything Disney, ladies and gentlemen, where we bring the magic right into your ears, guys. Take marker action!
I alone have information that reveals this weapon's only weakness. And you, my friend, are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command! You are a toy!
You gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid. Bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
You must be imaginative, strong-hearted. You must try things that may not work. And you must not let anyone define your limits because of where you come from. Your only limit is your soul.
Honey!
What?
Where's my super suit?
What?
You are listening to Alamo City Disney Podcast, the Disney Couple Edition, guys, where we take the magic and bring it right to your ears. What's going on, moviegoers, Disney fans out there? This is Ryan D, Aknola Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Disney Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, where we bring the magic right into your ears, guys. I do apologize again. This is our long intro. I really wanted to make this intro have so many Disney stuff, Disney characters in it. By the way, the one where Samuel Jackson and from the Incredible scene, that's actually Angela yelling at me. Literally, physically, I mean, I am your wife, the greatest good you ever gonna get.
It's true.
All right, guys, let's get right to it. This is our Disney Edition podcast where we bring the magic right into your ears. Man, all right, so what are we talking about today, Angela? Get us started. I mean,
well, there's been so much updates as far as to what's Disney bringing into the not only the parks for this year, but they have announced so much plans for the years to come, yeah. Especially guests getting set up for their 50th anniversary in 2021. So yep. I'm pretty excited about everything that we've heard so far. I think we're going to jump into some of the topics here. I think the first thing that a lot of people are real excited about is this new Skyliner ride.
Yeah,
that's opening definitely. Up the connect between some of the resorts and some of the parks.
And we have been talking about it. We've been raving about it here in San Antonio, all the way towards the middle of the United States here in Texas. And, we have been really talking about this because we are actually going to be there in November. I believe the November 2nd, we'll start our journey to Walt Disney World, and we'll be there, and we'll actually be riding the gondola ride. And we'll be able to, you know, give our review of it, I guess you could say, so to speak, and just to see exactly what's in store for all Disney fans out there, Disney goers and everything. I mean, so it's going to be available at Pop Century Resort, and that's actually the resort we will be staying at while we go to Disney World this coming winter/fall, I guess you could say.
late fall,
right?
We don't really get winters. It just gets cold for a little bit.
Here in Texas, no, yeah, we don't. So, so we're talking about the Disney Skylander gondola system will open this fall, but it looks like it could open well before Star Wars Galaxy Edge opens on August 29th.
Right, that's just our speculation because we've seen they've already unveiled the gondolas. They already have them all pretty much set up. They have done testing for that ride.
Yeah.
So I think it's a pretty good estimate that they would want to kind of push this out to release it before the opening of Galaxy Edge.
Yeah, I mean, so much, you know, so much anticipation for this. I mean, they needed, I was thinking they would have it up and ready to go before Star Wars Galaxy Edge because of the big, you know, the big opening that's going to happen.
Right, there's just going to be this huge mass of people.
August 31st.
Just coming to Disneyland, or I'm sorry, Disney World. For this Star Wars opening, you're going to have a whole bunch of influx of people staying at the resort. So to have this option open, especially connecting from Pop Century to Hollywood Studios, it would make sense if they push it to open before that release date of the Galaxy Edge.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, it's just, we can't wait to go see it. Like I said, we will be there in November, and we're going to experience all this firsthand. And it just, the publicity is really killing me because we've been seeing it nonstop. All thanks to, I believe, what's the blog that we follow? Oh, shout out to the blog that we follow. It's actually called Blog Diz. No, it's called Mickey Blog, I think.
I think it's Blog Mickey.
Yeah, Blog Mickey, which is not, it's not officially owned by Disney. So it's actually a blog that people actually post on there, and it's pretty just good.
Fans themselves who take the time to actually accumulate all these Disney news and put them in one place for all the Disney fans around the world.
Yeah, so it's actually called Blog Mickey, and yes, it does show so many good things, so many good highlights into Disneyland and Disney World, and they mention so many things that are happening over there in Orlando, Florida, and in California as well. 2 points across the United States, and they do talk about so much, especially their merchandise and all their festivities that are going to be happening this year, next year. I mean,
just in the years to come.
And the years to come, exactly. And then the following year, you know, the 50th anniversary for Magic Kingdom. That's going to be another big one to go see. So, they also did announce as well that Star Wars Hotel continues to rise at Walt Disney World. And, yeah, the way it looks, though, I mean, there's not an official release date for this. Just letting you know, guys, there is no official release date for when the Star Wars Hotel will be up and running. But, I mean, it is a long way from now. So, I mean, just the way it looks, the way they're putting up the walls and everything for it, it looks pretty darn good. I mean, from a viewing standpoint, I mean, it looks...
Yeah, the construction is on point. You know, they're starting to get, like, the framework set up. So, I mean, it's coming along. And so I like that we're able to see that progress update. It just makes me more... Me and all the fans, Star Wars fans out there, more excited for not only this Galaxy Edge, but also the Star Wars Hotel. Can't wait to see what it looks like. I'm super excited. And I'm glad the construction is going along. Progress is scheduled.
Yeah, no, yeah, most definitely. And we're actually talking about so much, just so much anticipation, like I said, over and over again, that we really do love Disney. And just, we've been to it, what is it, like our fifth time being here?
Yeah, like our fourth time.
Fourth or fifth time. Yeah, if you hear a cat in the background, I do apologize. It is our cats. We got another one. They're just playing around. And if you hear stuff, that's why. All right, so... like I said, the gondola system, actually the sign looks like the sign is already up already at Hollywood Studios, and you know, it looks pretty darn good. It just, a lot of people are worried that, you know, it fits about 20 people in there, and people are just worried, like, how backed up is it going to be, or is it going to be backed up?
That's interesting, because I did see the test footage where they are testing out the gondolas. The gondolas themselves don't look super spacious. So to say, to hear that they accommodate 20 people in them, it's pretty interesting. It kind of definitely piques my curiosity. I really want to know how big the gondolas are, because as far as I've seen, they have released images of them, of how they have the characters. They have a bunch of characters, all your favorite characters from all the movies. So I'm pretty excited to see how that's going to work logistically, and also, like you said, how backed up, because, you know, sometimes it's the... loading and unloading may not be as smooth or streamlined as possible. So how is that going to back up, and how logistically that's going to work? I'm pretty interested to see how it's going to be whenever we do make our trip.
Yeah. So again, we'll be going in November 2nd. And, you know, the thing is, though, is that, you know, just so much construction, because I believe the Chinese theater up in, or the replica of the Chinese theater in Walt Disney World, it was still under construction the last time we went. And now to see it fully done and everything, and they re-changed it up again, and to see Galaxy Edge, you know, Hollywood Studios will probably be already, like, it will be almost complete already, you know, and to its a full extension, except, you know, of course, the Star Wars Hotel. Now, with that being said and everything, just, Are you like, what is the one ride that you are like getting ready for that we have been on? Of course, the one ride that we're getting ready to be on or getting or can't wait to be on at Hollywood Studios. What would you say that would ride? I mean, besides the Star Wars stuff, because obviously we haven't been on the Star Wars. We haven't been on that as yet.
I would say excluding the Star Wars. And of course, if I had to choose one, that would be the one because I haven't ridden it yet. I'm super excited to see how it works out. But besides that, I would say the most anticipated ride for me in Hollywood Studios is going to be probably the Slinky ride.
The Slinky ride, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say this, though. Like, the Slinky ride, you know, it was very...
It's surprising how fun it is.
It was very surprising how fun it was. I mean, there's a photo of it, and I would never release it ever on social media.
Don't worry.
No, I would never release it on social media. And pretty much, it took me by surprise. I didn't know it was going to be that fast. I mean, I felt like it was a little fast.
It definitely was a little fast. It's faster than it looks. But I mean, overall, I love the aesthetic of it. I love the ride itself, all the little attention to detail to making us feel like we are in that world. We are riding Slinky across, you know, Andy's universe and everything. So
I agree with you there. I mean, so much going on right here. I mean, at the Walt Disney World Resort and everything. And you know, we're talking about just everything in general, just how the way the layout is. I'm actually loving the layout because it shows us exactly where Star Wars is. Now the next question: are they going to move? You know, because Hollywood Studios, right when you go in the main entrance and everything, they redid that too. They're going to redo it. They're changing up the sign too as well. Now, when you go into it, we remember the Star Wars ride is on the right-hand side, and then the Galaxy Edge is going to be on the, the corner left-hand side of it. How are they going to, change the other, where the other ride's at? Or what do you think?
I mean, I haven't read any reports or any, I guess, announcements that they're going to change the existing Star Wars rides or relocate them. I think they're more focused on this Galaxy Edge park. So if they do keep it there, it will just be the Galaxy Edge, all things Star Wars, as well as the two or the little additional parks or places in the existing park that will just be there in like a... at the same time as the Galaxy Edge being separate.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you there. I mean, just so much, you know, when we talk about Disney and everything, we just have so much good things to say about it. I mean, we haven't really had a bad experience there. And, you know, just the good thing is, though, like when it comes to everything, though, Disney just costs a lot. It really does.
It's very expensive, especially if you have a large family. Not only with accommodations, but, you know, all the food, the snacks, the souvenirs, and any experiences, additional experiences you choose to do when you go to Disney. All of that does add up. But, I mean, as far as it's an experience, you know, it's something that you just don't feel anywhere else besides Disney World or Disneyland or any of the Disney parks nationwide or internationally. You just feel that magic when you step on, and I feel like you can't replace that with anything.
I feel you there too. I mean, just with everything that, you know, just we have a magical time that we really do. I mean, we could go nonstop. We go on a little spending fest, I guess you could say. I mean, I have to take Angela's card away sometimes, her Disney card.
No, she does not.
I have to take the Disney card away sometimes. But, I mean, overall, so, I mean, just, yeah, the Skyliner ride is installed at Disney Hollywood Studios, guys. So, I mean, it looks pretty darn good. Like I said, there was a lot of construction when we went at Hollywood Studios. So, now to see it unfolded, to see everything be done, I'm kind of happy about that. So, can't wait to see that. Now, next topic we'll be talking about is the first Tron. And I'm very surprised at this because I did not know they were building a Tron ride. So the first Tron roller coaster track piece officially installed at Magic Kingdom, expected to open around the 50th anniversary at Magic Kingdom.
So I was reading about this, and it's modeled after the popular Tron ride in Disney Shanghai. So it's very popular over there. So they're bringing it to Epcot. In 2021, kind of along the lines of their 50th anniversary for Magic Kingdom. So I'm pretty excited to see how it ends up. It's going to be a roller coaster. Yeah. I love roller coasters personally. I am a thrill seeker. I do not get nauseous. I do not get scared. I love it. And I'm super excited. They just made,
yeah,
like, let's lay down part of the first track. And they had all the Disney cast members sign it. So I'm pretty excited to see how this turns out. I want to know more about this particular ride.
Yeah, I mean, it just, I am not into roller coasters as much as you are. I mean, when you just speaking of heights, I'm not too happy about heights, I guess you could say, so to speak, when it comes down to it, because I just scream and cry like a baby. I mean, I'll admit
verified.
That.
I can verify that.
But I mean, so overall, so just, we can't wait to go to Disney World, guys. And so, you know, I'm excited for this Tron. The way we saw the photos and the layout and everything, guys, at Magic Kingdom, it looks pretty damn good. It really does. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it unfold. And people are, it's going to be a big ride, because the way they look at it, we saw the blueprints and everything. They got a lot of construction happening at this very moment too, as well. When it comes down to it, it comes down to the details, how it's going to run.
I think the overall experience too, like, they just can't have just a roller coaster that's Tron themed. You have to be immersed in this.
Yes.
Tron experience completely.
And the beauty of it, whenever we talk about, ladies and gentlemen, everyone listening to us on the chat, we're talking about Disney. Whenever we're talking about, you know, just the good thing is with rides and everything, with Disney World rides, what they do is you go into the entrance of the ride and everything's themed. Everything is so themed and it's so unique, because it's not from the movies. It's not from anything. You have to go to Disney World and experience that for yourself, guys.
But even then, I think it's just the area the rides are in. Think all of it's themed, not the only just the entrance of the ride to the ride itself. I think it's just that whole area of every single area. It's just themed.
Yes.
So remarkably done. Attention to detail is on point, and it makes it that much more awesome to ride.
No, yeah, it is. And I just, like I said, we can't wait. I believe, so true story, I will probably mention this over and over again, true story in our experience at Disney World, we waited about 2 hours Animal Kingdom for Avatar ride,
about two hours for Flight of Passage.
For Flight of Passage, ladies and gentlemen. And man, that was the longest wait we've ever experienced at Disney World. And so when we went, we were with my parents and my little sister.
It was longest because we went through the whole queue very fast. It was moving. I got to say, it was moving. They were keeping up the pace pretty well. But we waited about an hour in that last small room before you're separated into groups. And that was the one, that time period that made it feel like it's taking forever.
Yeah, and it really did, because, I mean, just the way, so long story short, we ended up loving it so much. I mean, the wait was, I mean, because my mom, she's not really a waiting person, I guess you could say, and it was just, the good thing is, though, the waiting line for Avatar was not in the sun, guys, which was very great, because that's the beauty of Disney, though, and Universal, the difference. Universal, you wait more outside. Disney World, you wait more inside. Most of the rides are inside, and you're waiting half the time inside.
It does depend on the rides you're going to, but I would say, I would compare it more to, like, Six Flags Fiesta Texas, so I've worked there.
I don't know if you could compare it, though, because, I mean, Six Flags ain't no Disney.
It ain't, I know, no, it's not Disney World. But even then, a lot of the wait times at Six Flags are outside, and it's just like Texas, summer, it is the same in Florida. Mm-hmm. It is hot and humid.
Yeah.
And it is just, if you're waiting for hours outside with the sun beating down on you, very little shade, it makes it to be a less than appealing experience.
No, yeah, I mean, we talk about Disney and everything, I just, you know, just the way that is, it just depends on the ride and everything. But I mean, for the most part, though, all their rides are indoors. You're waiting indoors, which is good, because it's AC. It's, I mean, it's humid. It was real humid today in San Antonio. Really humid here Sunday. Game of Thrones Day, the series finale, by the way. But yeah, we'll do on a separate side note.
Like I said, I like that attention to detail. Not only do they care about making this themed, but they also want it to be tolerable for guests. They don't want to have to deal with heat strokes and people just being overall miserable because they have to wait 2+ hours, which, you know, the lines can get that long in summer and or in popular breaks like spring break, holidays. So I like that Disney takes that extra step to make sure their guests are as comfortable as they can while they wait in line.
Oh yeah, I mean, same here. Just, you know, I did want I just hope that because you know we already know that Disneyland, they already started queues for their for Galaxy Edge, that if you didn't get it and people are still prepping for it, let's go ahead and talk about that real quick. You know, just with Galaxy Edge, do you agree they should do this in Disney World, the queues? I mean, and then what extent, because you gotta remember though, Disneyland's opening it at May 31st, opens the end of this month, ladies and gentlemen, and right before summer though. I would think they wouldn't do the same for Disney World because it's not in their highest peak of season.
It's hard to say. I'm split. I can understand the concept behind it. You don't want this park that everyone wants to go to be super packed that you cannot enjoy. You can't step anywhere. You can't move anywhere because it's so jam-packed. Lines everywhere. I can understand the concept of these queues cutting down the line, making the experience more enjoyable. But at the same time, what if you don't get that time slot or the queue, or you're not able to reserve that time? And that's the whole reason you're going. The whole reason that we're going, or the main reason we're going in November, is because of Galaxy Edge. And it would just break my heart that we missed getting a reservation by just that much, because it sold out within minutes.
Yeah, that would suck really bad.
So I'm split. So I can see where it's coming from. But again, I think depending on availability, the availability, if it sells out really quickly, it would just be a bummer to a lot of guests.
No, yeah, most definitely. I wouldn't, you know... It is a bummer, but like I said, I don't think it will happen though. I really don't. I don't think it'll happen one bit.
It's hard to say. I can understand why Disneyland is doing it, because it is being opened, grand opening before summer. That's going to be their peak season when all the children are off. But I would think if it does go well for Disneyland, they may implement it for Disney World. They may, even though it's off, a little bit more off season, I still think that they might roll it out for Disney World if it. Depending on how it goes in Disneyland.
It depends. And like I said, we'll talk about it more in depth on it on the, you know, just when, if it does happen, we got to see how that's going to go, how the flow is going to go, and how their formula and how everything, just the construction side of it, I guess, how they're going to let people in, how many of those fast passes they're going to let in, because for sure we are going to try our hardest to get a fast pass to the main attraction. But they did say though, at first, the two main attractions, are not gonna be, one of them's gonna be ready, the other one's gonna be ready I think they said later on this year, so hopefully they're both ready in time for us when we go. If not, there's a little secret project we got going on in December that we might end up going again in December, but it's still up in the air for a weekend. And if that does happen, if Galaxy is the other ride's not ready, and let's just say would we go to Disney World, to Hollywood Studios?
If we go in November and we're only able to ride one of the two new Galaxy Edge rides, if we go back in December, I would, depending on the day and availability, I would probably want to try out the second ride that we didn't get to try out the first time we went. I think I would. Be all open for that option.
Enough said. And why'd you take off your chef hat? She was wearing a Ratatouille chef hat that we've got at Epcot.
It's my favorite.
Alrighty, guys. So next topic we're gonna be talking about is limited edition Mickey ears. Man,
oh, I'm so excited for this one. We have limited edition designer Mickey ears. So they have a whole list of designers that are coming out between, I believe, summer of this year, or I think some of them have been released now. Up until, I think, 2020, there's a whole list. Everyone is super excited because we have pretty prestigious designers like Coach, Heidi Klum. We have Vera Wang. She's going to be designing a couple of the Disney ears. How do you feel about this, Disney partnering these different designers to produce these limited edition Mickey ears?
Cha-ching, money. That's all I'm talking about here. I mean, just, you know, and how much are they going to cost?
I mean, think that's what's on everyone's mind, is how much they're going to cost. How much are some of the brands going to cost? Because some of these brands are a little bit out there in as far as luxurious styles.
Yeah.
And I take that back. The first collection is going to be released May 24th. It's going to be Harvey's. And it runs all the way until summer 2020. The last capsule that's going to come out is John Coulter. So we have this whole list coming. We have Cupcakes and Cashmere. We have Her Universe, Alex and Annie, Betsy Johnson. All right. I'm really excited to see how these different artists designers how their take on Disney, what inspires them, and I really want to read into more what inspires them and what they're going to offer for these Mickey ears that are going to come out.
Most definitely. And you know, just, you know, Disney's just racking in on the money right now. They're just racking in. They know exactly how to please people. And just to see this new design, I mean, they're gonna go sell out quick, I bet. I mean, I think people are gonna get them.
I think the reason why is because Disney has done some smart limited edition investments. So all the Dooney and Burke limited edition magic bands that come out, they're always selling out, because I think Disney just makes a good move on them. They don't oversaturate the market. They make it designed for a certain event. Like I bought last year's Epcot Food and Wine Festival, the band. It was my favorite. I love it. Love the design. I can't wait to see if they have a Dooney and Burke one this year. So I'm pretty excited to see how other brands their take on the Disney.
And we already saw the next merchandise for the Food and Wine Festival coming out in this year, later on this year, 2019.
It is the cutest. It is the best. It looks awesome. I thought last year couldn't get better. They topped it again, and I'm super excited.
But it's all pink. It's high pink. You don't like.
I know I don't like pink, but I do like mini. So I will settle it because it is Minnie. Love Minnie.
Okay. All right. Alrighty, guys. All right. So next topic we'll be talking about is the Wild Africa Trek. Now, the Wild Africa Trek, you know, just the way that we've never experienced this whatsoever yet.
So what was your first thought on the promo video showing these group of young adults trekking through the safari and doing this adventure? Like, what did you think? What was your first thought on this type of experience that was offered?
This type of experience, I was mainly excited. I am so excited to see where this takes us to a different side of Disney World. You know, it actually takes us to an Africa safari, transforms us and transports us to, like, if we were in Africa. And I love that themed. I love it so much. And I just, you know, I know we talked about it over and over, and we'll probably still be talking about it, but do you think we should go on one? Or, like, I know...
The thing I'm most curious about is the price. So, I know we had recently called and inquired about the price for if we were to take upon this journey in December. So, normally...
Normally, it's $250.
It's normally $250. Yeah. At that time, we got it. We got an estimate of around $201 with some change. But that the representative did say it was subject to change. So obviously the price could go up, could go down depending on different factors. As far as me, I think that is the closest that I'm going to get to a behind the scenes Disney thing. So I've always been curious about those VIP tours that are super exclusive, but they are super expensive. So I think this is kind of like that medium happy, where it's, you don't have to shell out a lot of big bucks to get a pretty exclusive, awesome experience. I think this is pretty, it's definitely different.
See, I mean, you have to actually buy a separate ticket to enter the park, course.
Yeah, so you do have to purchase the park ticket in addition to this separate entrance to this experience. And me personally, I think that I would be willing to give it a try. The promo video is very well designed. I mean, it just makes me want to, it's like a awe and shock factor. I just want to see all the behind the scenes. I love the safari ride in Disney, in the Animal Kingdom. I love it every single time we go on. I know Ryan, he may not like it as much, but it's pretty interesting because he doesn't like the safari ride that much, but he was really excited to go behind the scenes and do this.
Well, yeah, I mean, Africa trek. Yeah, so pretty much it's at Disney, Animal Kingdom is the ultimate adventure for your next trip to Walt Disney World Resort. The VIP safari adventure gives you the chance to view African creatures up close, learn insights from a private guide. Giraffes, rhinos, and hippos, oh my, are just a few of the animals you may encounter on the 3-hour. So this is a 3-hour Wild Africa Trek experience.
And we were told that you can only book through a Disney representative. Sadly, at the time, they're not able to be booked online. So you will have to give them a call to see what the times are, see the pricing, and then as well as to officially book that experience as well.
No, yeah. I mean, it says find your happy place experience at the ultimate adventure at Wild Africa Trek. And, you know, maybe we got to try it. I mean, they say you at least try it once. And then, you know, because I've read some people's comments are all like, oh, you got to, it's a must. Some of them are just like, you know what? It's good for one time. And just to share that experience and everything. And I know I was talking with you about my wife, Angela, you about it. And so I'm just like, should we? It's kind of expensive. I mean, do we just do it? Or
as I mentioned before, it is a little pricey to think about on top of the normal admission. But I think it is like that in between, that in between scale. So if you do want something a little bit more cost effective without having to shell out a lot of money for like that super exclusive VIP tour, yeah, then I think this would be like, yeah, a perfect medium where it's like a compromise. So not, yeah, as expensive, but you also get that like exclusiveness of having your own guided tour, going behind the scenes and doing this additional feature that not everyone will be able to do.
No, yeah, I mean, like I said, we'll hopefully we'll be able to put it in the budget. If not, I'll make sure we still do it anyways. All right. But yeah, so I mean, so actually for the time of year we looked up, so we are actually planning to go in December, somewhere in the teens. We're not going to say when, because it's still up in the air. But right now we got a price, a quoted price of 201 or 202.
It was about 201 and some, yeah, change, so round up to 202 for that time. Subject to change, of course, depending on availability, other factors decided on by Disney. Yeah.
He kept saying that, subject to change, subject to change. He kept saying that like robot. I was like, what? What? And we did get this pricing from a Walt Disney representative at in the customer service department.
Subject to change is very important. As someone who works customer service, it is very important to get that message across.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. All right. So next topic, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about the new Round of Rodeo Barbecue restaurant.
So I'm excited.
That was our concern, though, right? Last time we went to Toy Story Land, we're all like, this is the only thing?
Yes. Yeah, so as much as I really enjoyed Toy Story Land, I felt like there was a couple things lacking. I didn't necessarily like the food options that were there. They were good. We did try it. We got the souvenir cup with the claw. It was great. But it was still a little lacking in my opinion. I still loved it. I would definitely go back to Toy Story Land, but as far as the food options and definitely the gift shop options, it was definitely a little bit shorter than I thought it would be. Yeah. I thought there would be like a dedicated store. I thought there would be like a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm hearing that there's going to be this new barbecue restaurant opening up,
yeah,
super excited. I would definitely want to try it. Fan of barbecue. Love it. We're Texas.
Right.
We're from Texas. Of course, we love barbecue.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts
on, yeah, that? So I mean, just, you know, I was really anticipating for Toy Story Land. I was like, oh man, it's gonna be awesome. You know, I'm gonna complain a little bit about it, and I'll go like a small little tiny little rant, is that I really didn't think it was gonna be that small. It doesn't look that small from the photos. I really and everything
did want it to be a little bit bigger, because, yeah, just again, to accommodate a restaurant, to accommodate an official Toy Story gift shop, I, yeah, did want it to accommodate that. But
yeah,
I still loved it. I would go back, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm still excited to go back. So I am excited that Disney is putting in this new restaurant. I'm super excited, not only because it's barbecue, but because it's a sit-down restaurant. So.
No, yeah, most definitely, too. I mean, I really can't wait to experience this, to go eat at the barbecue place, because we like Epcot, I mean, we're going to be trying all the food left and right. So, I mean, can't wait to experience that.
And Disney has great food. I don't think I've ever had anything bad from Disney. All the foods are great. The snacks are amazing.
Except the castle at Beauty and the Beast. I don't like French food. So it's just like, oh, what the heck is that? $20?
Well, I'm sure it's good for people who $20? Do enjoy French food. It is high class dining, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
you're anyways. Dining in the castle.
Okay. Anyways, all right. Alrighty, guys. So we're going to be talking about a very, very, very split decision here when it comes down to people and Disney goers, frequent Disney goers. And a lot of people always ask us that follow us on our Facebook page or follow us on our Instagram, Alamo City Movie Talk. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. But a lot of people always ask us, are y'all Disney Vacation Club members? Are y'all Disney owners? Or we're not.
We've thought about it.
We thought about it so many times throughout the year. We really have. And we talked about it so many times. And we were just like, no. There's no way, because of the price, because we really don't go to Disney much. That, but then again, it's 49 years, and of course you can pass that on to your kids and everything. I get that, but man, those fees are expensive, and expensive.
For me, it was the maintenance fees due every month or every year, however long it's billed,
and the availability.
That was the
pet peeve.
Well, it was more like that was the decision. So we've heard reviews. We've seen a lot of people talk about, existing Disney Vacation Club members talk about their experience. They have this exclusive club membership. How are they able to book? How does it work? What are their ratings, their thoughts on it? And a lot of people comment the same thing, that it's harder and harder every year for them to book the hotels during the days they want to. And obviously... Yeah. It does make sense when you're looking at spring break, the Thanksgiving holiday, Christmas holidays.
Christmas times, yes.
All the times that the children are out of school.
You want to go.
It does make sense where it's available. But they're saying also other times of the year it is also harder. Yeah. That you may have to plan your vacations instead of within a couple months. You have to plan it a year or 2 years in advance. Yeah.
And see, that was my pet peeve, though, was because, like, say, for instance, I mean, eventually, maybe one of these days we'll have kids. And, like, if that does happen, why are we spending so much money on this membership when we're not even at least somewhat guaranteed that we're going to be able to go on those busiest times of year?
So that was my pet peeve. So I would think if there was a better availability for Disney Vacation Club members, I would definitely seriously consider it. But because a lot of the existing club members are having that problem,
yeah,
I don't think I want to try
and see at the same time, though, we kind of got into it too late, because before it used to be a lot cheaper. I saw it was for like $11,000-$10,000. Now the lowest is, I believe, $18,700 and something.
It does. It sometimes starts about like almost $19,000. That's the very lowest membership level you can get. Of course, there are a large amount of membership levels depending on how many points you want. And you may need the more points because of like family size
and people types of resorts. Buy just the points and ends up still not being enough, because it just goes into the category of just like, do you really need it? Do you really want it? I mean, you own Disney property, that's cool and everything, but it's not worth it if you don't want to at least get that. And then again, we only go to Disney really like once a year.
I think if we went maybe twice a year, it may be a little bit more worth it. Again, depending on the points, how we use them, and how much
all that
we need.
Falls into factors.
Yep. So yeah, that's for us. It didn't make sense for us. I'm sure there are plenty of vacation members.
If we lived in Orlando, Florida, or at least somewhat close to Orlando, Florida, I'll be like, oh, maybe, yeah.
It might be more of a considering
more
factor.
More convenient, yeah.
But also at that same time, we would probably be annual pass holders.
Man, annual pass holder is expensive, though. We talked about it that too as well. That so the annual pass holder, I believe, is $900-something. We talked about that previously. Off of the podcast, and just, you know, I don't, man,
but
it's,
but then again, if we lived in,
we're in San Antonio, Florida, Texas,
if we lived close to Orlando, Florida, it would make sense, because
it'll make it worth it. But
we wouldn't just go for like a week here,
yeah,
like we're going for a week in November,
yeah,
we could also go more often on like a weekend, or we can make more trips out there. So for me, if we were a Florida resident close to Orlando, it would make sense to be an annual pass holder, because we love Disney so much and we will probably go that much.
Yeah, most definitely. But like I said, we're in San Antonio, Texas, and you know, just, we got to pay for the flight and everything, all those factors in to from us. And so yeah, but I'll leave it at that. I mean, like I said, we'll just probably just keep going once a year. And
but the thing is, with this vacation that we're going on in November, this Disney trip we're taking, the thing we are doing it different this year is we are going to stay at a resort instead of offsite. So we've done a couple different offsite hotels, and they've been great, you know, they do the job. You just sleep there, and then we go to the parks all day.
Yeah,
so I'm really excited to see how the resort takes it to another level. I've heard so many good things, especially about Pop Century. They recently renovated it.
They just
did. The rooms look beautiful,
freaking good. They look really good,
modern. So I'm really excited. Plus, I think the thing that I'm excited about is the resort members not only get like the complimentary shuttles to and from the airport, to and from the parks.
That's pretty cool.
But they also get that Magic Band.
Yes.
We
get another Magic Band.
We get another Magic Band complimentary because we are resort members.
Yep.
So on that subject, how do you feel about Disney rolling out this new Magic Band upgrade option. So where the complimentary Magic Bands are solid colors, you can choose from a limited amount, but you have the option now, so they're going to roll it out now where you can upgrade it, but the new pattern Magic Bands are at a discounted rate. How do you feel about that?
Man, I just, you know, at the same time, just like, okay, look, you get a Magic Band, you get it because you like the style, you like the way it looks. Leave it at that. Like, I get it. It's just Disney just wants to make more money off of us and everything. It just, it's not, it, I wouldn't even call it compliment. I'd just be like, upcharge. I'll, you know, the way that they're wording it is just almost sounds like it's free. There, I feel like it's wording it to where like, oh, look at this. Oh, it sounds like it's free, but it's not.
You pay. So you don't like the upgrade where you have that option to upgrade to the pattern
one? I don't. I mean, because to be honest, we've done custom ones. You know, we made custom ones. You made one. I made one. We made, oh wait, I made two. You made two.
You can personalize them too.
You can personalize it, put your name on them. So that way, if it gets
lost. No, but the upgraded ones, you can personalize
them. You can personalize them too. See, I mean, I just, you know what? I'm just like at a crossroads because I'm just, you know, if you really want the pattern one, just get the pattern one. If you really want the Toy Story one, get the Toy Story one. If you really want the Star Wars one, get the Star Wars one.
I see it as more of a an option because you say, well, if you like the patterned ones, get the pattern ones. But if you're a resort member, you can get the pattern ones, but you just get a discount on it. So instead of paying full retail price for the Star Wars one, I think you said you would take, or you would get a discount of $14.99 if you choose to upgrade your complimentary solid one to a patterned one.
Yeah.
So it would be, like, I think, about $15 off. That's what it said. So for those who don't, I don't like the solid color ones. I really don't.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I
don't
like them either. So I have two or three of the patterned ones. I love them. We have one of the ones that are customized with our names on it. So me, I like that option to upgrade it because I don't like the pattern, the solid color.
But the next question is, I mean, it just, a lot of people right across, where I saw people's comments, they're upset because it's not complimentary.
I feel like,
The way
if they are resort members, they should get complimentary, but I can see.
But it's not, it's extra.
That's what I'm saying. I can see where it should be. I really think it should be because they are resort members.
And the way they word that article up is just, it sounds like it's free. That's what I'm saying. Like, it just, I didn't like the way the article was written. I didn't like the way the headline was and how it started off, because it first started off leading people on that it's free, and it's not, guys. So just letting y'all know, it is not free. And I don't think it's worth it. I mean, to be honest, I'm just like, get what you want at one of the parks and enjoy it. You know, I'll say that. I mean, just, you know, get exactly what you want the first time around. If you like something else different, that's fine. Don't get the exact same band and then change it up a little bit. Like, it's just, I feel like you should just get what you want and enjoy it and love it.
But this option just allows you to get what you want. But instead of paying full retail price, you just get a discount because you're a resort member.
More money. That's all I'm saying. More money.
More money.
Alrighty. Alright, guys. And so let's go ahead and talk about this. Angela, I know you really want to talk about this. So go ahead and mention it to the fans out there.
So one of the things I was really excited about reading some of the blogs on Disney was that Disney itself, the company, decided to invest $1.5 million in a new campus for the Valencia College of Culinary Arts and their hospitality program. I think it's super awesome. They're getting a downtown facility or downtown campus in the heart of Orlando. And I'm really excited for that change.
Yeah.
I think anything promoting the culinary arts, hospitality, I think it's such a good step forward.
Yeah.
And their new facility is supposed to be like high tech, state of the art, and it's supposed to have all these awesome programs, classes for the students. So I'm really excited. I think it's, this is a win
darn cool
for Disney. I love that they're supporting their community.
And when do people get start signing up for classes?
I believe it should open in fall of 2019. That's when that new downtown campus applying? Should open. I would love to, but I'm currently pursuing a degree in psychology.
Could be a side. It could be your side degree. You know, you could always have that backup of the backup degree.
Oh yeah, that's right. A bachelor's in psychology.
Yeah, totally off. Culinary arts. Totally off. Totally two different professions. But I'm digging it so much. I mean, because they already know that, you know, exactly the culinary when it comes down to it. They know exactly how to make food, how to help You know, just at Disney World, you get to eat all the food you want. I mean, obviously, you have to pay for it, but, you know, you just get to experience the Disney World food, the way they make it, the Mickey ears. I mean, so much stuff. I mean, we even had the Mickey cinnamon roll, I think. Or what? Oh, muffin. No, wait. It was something like that.
It was a cinnamon roll.
The cinnamon roll. And that was pretty cool. And then we got, you know, we just, with the Mickey ears,
and I think pretzel. I really like how they're investing in the new generation. So the newer generations that are coming and going, and they want to pursue a field of culinary arts hospitality. I like how they're investing. Disney is investing in that, the newer generations. I like that. I mean, we always want to push forward the younger generation. We always want to encourage them to come up with new inventive ideas. Yeah. And especially with Disney, I think, just coming up with all these new ideas that this facility is going to be able to harbor. I think that's just great. It's a win-win.
No, yeah, most definitely. I just can't wait to, I can't wait to experience it. Hey, well, are you going to experience it?
Oh, I wish I could apply. Once I finish my master's, maybe.
No, yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so now with that being said and everything, you know, the end of this month will be the first experience of Galaxy Edge in Disneyland. And, you know, we'll see reports on it. We'll be posting on the Animal City Movie Talk page as we go along. And hopefully, you know, we'll see how the outcome of that happens. Let's hope that it does not occur in Disney World where you have to do the queue, because we'll have to do that and all that good stuff. So, I mean, just hopefully it doesn't happen again. But alrighty, guys, alrighty, Alamo City Movie Talk fans or Disney fans out there, guys, be sure to look us up on our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, and iTunes, Spotify. Thank you for listening to us on our device, any device out there, guys. And you have yourself a wonderful day. As always, I am your host, Ryan D, Akinwalu Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that cat lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Disney Podcast. You have yourself a wonderful day, guys. Thanks for listening. Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day. And stay classy, San Antonio.